want to take us back today to the book of the prophet Hosea and to a story that begins with a strange calling to ministry. The word of the Lord came to Hosea, son of Beeri, in the days of kings Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah of Judah, and of the days of King Jeroboam, son of Joash of Israel. When the Lord first spoke through Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea, "Go, take for yourself a wife of whoredom, and have children of whoredom. For the land commits great whoredom by forsaking the Lord." So Hosea went and took Gomer, daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. And the Lord said to him, "Name him Jezreel, for in a little while I will punish the house of Jehu for the blood of Jezreel, and I will put an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel. On that day I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel." She conceived again and bore a daughter. Then the Lord said to him, "Name her Lo-Ruhamah, for I will no longer have pity on the house of Israel or forgive them, but I will have pity on the house of Judah, and I will save them by the Lord their God. I will not save them by bow, or by sword, or by war, or by horses, or by horsemen." When she had weaned Lo-Ruhamah, she conceived and bore a son. Then the Lord said, "Name him Lo-Ammi, for you are not my people, and I am not your God. Yet the number of the people of Israel shall be like the sand of the sea, which can neither be measured nor numbered. And in the place where it was said to them, 'You are not my people,' it shall be said to them, 'Children of the living God.'" Strange story, isn't it? I ask you, Cindy, I ask you, if I were to come to the PPR meeting and say, "God has called me to go out right over there and pick up the first prostitute I see and marry her and have kids by her," what do you think would happen? She'd ask when I was moving. There would be 210 telephone calls to the district superintendent by Monday morning. Speaking of the district superintendent, on Monday morning I received a phone call from him. And he said to me, when I answered the phone, "Well, Greg, I thought one had to be married to get divorced." In the Monday paper, in the Times Record News, under suits filed, it says, "Gregory Neal versus Diana Faye Neal, divorce." That's not me, friends. But it did bring to mind this passage and kind of decided what I was going to preach on today. I mean, that's rather remarkable, isn't it? I've lived in Dallas, a city of 2+ million. I've lived in Durham, North Carolina. I've lived in Hunt County and Fannin County. And I had to come to Wichita Falls to find somebody else named Gregory Neal. And he just happens to be getting divorced here. Whew, I get his mail, I get his phone calls, he gets mine. Oh, well. No, I'm not married. No, no, Cindy, I'm not getting ready to marry a prostitute either. But let's not super spiritualize this passage today. Let's be blatantly honest. It's not a comfortable one, is it? God says to Hosea, "I want you to go out and I want you to marry yourself a prostitute. As Scripture says, a wife of whoredoms. And I want you to have kids with her. And the names that I give you to give to these kids are going to describe my relationship with Israel. My relationship and the problems of my relationship with my people Israel." And so they have the first child, a boy, named Jezreel. Jezreel means the place where they will have a big battle and Israel be destroyed and the kingdom of Israel wiped out. That's a place, my friends. The second child, a daughter, named Lo Ruhamah, which means not having pity, not having mercy, which describes God's attitude towards the people of Israel. I'm not going to have mercy on you, he says. The third child, another boy, named Lo Amai, which in Hebrew means not my people. I'm going to destroy you. I'm not going to have mercy on you. And you're not going to be my people. Ouch. How would you feel if I went out and married a prostitute and had three kids? First one was named after the place where the church would be destroyed. The second one was named, I'm not going to have mercy on you. And the third one was named, you're not my people. You wouldn't feel very good, would you? No wonder the king of Israel tried to have Hosea killed. You would too. It wasn't a comfortable message that Hosea was given to proclaim, and it wasn't a comfortable message for the people to hear, but it was a message that they needed to hear. Because what were the people of Israel doing? Well, the people of Israel were married to God. The people of Israel were the bride of God. The people of Israel and the people of Judah were married to God. And so God viewed their going to worship other gods, their going to worship Baal and the other gods of the Assyrians and the Babylonians, God viewed these actions as prostitution. And so Hosea was asked, was commanded by God to do symbolically what God viewed his people doing to him spiritually. Wow. He was in essence saying that the people of Israel were prostituting themselves with other gods. And because you're doing that, I'm going to destroy your kingdom. I'm not going to have mercy on you. And you're not going to be my people anymore. Stiff penalty, my friends, for idol worship. Stiff penalty, my friends, for worshiping at other altars. Stiff penalty, my friends, for kneeling before, in today's culture, God dollar, or God family, or God nation, or God political party. Stiff penalty, my friends, for worshiping other gods. Whew. Are you sure we want to hear this today from our Bibles? Roma sometimes says, that right there, God, they must have rewritten it last night. Well, that's what it says. But that's not all it says. It goes on. The story continues. Yet the number of the people of Israel, those people who would be defeated at Jezreel, would not have mercy and not be known as God's people. Yet the number of the people of Israel shall be like the sand of the sea, which can neither be measured nor numbered. And in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, it shall be said to them, children of the living God. Wow. In other words, this punishment, this divorcing, that's exactly what's going on, this punishment's not permanent. It's temporary. And for a purpose. Now, this brings us to today's reading. On that day, says the Lord, you will call me my husband, and no longer will you call me my Baal. For I'll remove the names of the Baals, that's the other gods, from her mouth, and they shall be mentioned by name no more. I will make for you a covenant on that day, with the wild animals, the birds of the air, and with the creeping things of the ground. Not just a covenant between people and God, but a covenant between God and all creation, which includes the people of God. And I will abolish the bow, the sword, and the war from the land, and I will make you lie down in safety. And I will take you for my wife forever. I will take you for my wife in righteousness and in justice and steadfast love and in mercy. I will take you for my wife in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord. Wow. That's a wonderful promise, my friends. And it's a promise that is fulfilled by the church in the body of Christ being married to God. It's a promise that we, as the community of faith, are called to fulfill as the people of God, as the children of God, who were once known as not God's people, who were once known as not having mercy, who were once known as Gentiles. It is the calling for us, the Church of Jesus Christ, to live as the children of God and to be married to Christ Jesus our Lord. That's our calling in this world. We have stepped into Israel's shoes. We've become the new Israel, called to be the children of God in a hurting world. What a wonderful calling we have. And yet there is a warning there. If we go astray, if we worship at other altars, if we worship the idols of God dollar and God sport and God family and God country and God political party, if we worship at other altars, we too might hear the same retribution, the same rebuke that the people of Israel heard. We too might have much to answer for. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we are called to be married to God. And we are promised that we will lie down in safety, without fear, truly to rest, as I said in the song today, rest in the hollow of God's hand. My brothers and sisters, let us hear the promise, and let us live as the bride of Christ, the body of Christ, the children of God in this world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.